السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Our Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم hails from the offspring of Adnan. His lineage to Adnan is even mentioned in Sahih Bukhari from the words of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ibn Hisham mentions from Adnan right to Hazrat Ibrahim عليه السلام, and there's some lineages that express Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم's sanad right to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He explained himself, every forefather, right to Hazrat Adnan. Above that we know he goes and links to Hazrat Qaidar, and then Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. But up to Adnan is sahih from his words. And the link till Hazrat Ibrahim, there's a slight difference of opinion, but the fact that he comes from Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is from the offspring of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, there's no doubt concerning that. Abu Ja'far bin Habib records in his tariq that Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma mentioned that Ma'ad, Rabi'a, Khuzayma, and Asad, these forefathers of sallallahu alayhi wasallam, were all strict adherents of the way of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. That the hadith mentions, remember them graciously. Zubair bin Bakkar narrates directly that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, avoid talking ill of Mudar and Rabi'a, as they were Muslims. This is quoted from Fathul Bari. Concerning Ma'ad, it's reported that he was strong, gallant, powerful. He spent his life fighting against the Bani Israel, and then he established triumphancy over them. Imam Tabari in his Tariq mentions that Ma'ad, the son of Adnan, was 12 years old during the reign of Bukhtanassar. Allah sent a Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Armiyah alayhi salatu wassalam, to take away Ma'ad from a certain area so that he is not harmed. And you, O my Nabi, take away this young boy, Ma'ad bin Adnan, on your horse so he does not suffer any harm. I will extract from Ma'ad's loins a noble Nabi Muhammad, a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with whom I will seal the succession of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. So accordingly, Hazrat Armiyah mounted his buraq, his horse, seated the young Ma'ad bin Adnan with him, and took him to Syria. Here he lived among the Bani Israel and grew up with them. This is why also his lineage is known to them very, very well and well preserved by the Ahlul Kitab. Ma'ad's son is Nizar, derived from the word Nazrun. And Nazr means few and rare, a little. Abu al-Faraj Asfahani says that he was a unique person. No one could match him. And that's what Nazr means. And it seems that's where he received his name from. Allama Suhaili says that when Nizar was born, his forehead glittered with a special radiance. His father was overjoyed, and in celebrating this joy, he invited people over. And then he remarked, all this is little, is Nazr, Yasir, in lieu of the rights of this child. This is how he got his name, Nizar. And ulama explained that that nur that was so apparent was actually the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Mudar bin Nizar. Nizar's son was Mudar. Some historians say the name of Mudar was Amr, and his appellation was Abu Ilyas. Mudar literally means sour. So some historians say that he liked what was sour, and even sour milk. Hence, he was nicknamed Mudar. He was a remarkably talented wise man. Some of his words of wisdom are as follows: مَنْ يَزْرَعْ شَرًّا يَحْصُدْ نَدَامَةً وَخَيْرُ الْخَيْرِ أَعْجَلُهُ فَاحْمِلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ عَلَى مَكْرُوهِهَا وَاصْرِفُوهَا عَنْ هَوَاهَا فَلَيْسَ بَيْنَ الصَّلَاحِ وَالْفَسَادِ إِلَّا الصَّبْرِ. He who sows evil will reap sorrow. And the best form of good qualities and goodness is one that is done immediately. Meaning the best good is immediately started. Don't delay a good quality, a good practice, a good deed. Meaning that's a great lesson. Procrastination is from shaitan. When we want to do something good, do it immediately. He would say, influence your heart to embrace whatever difficulty, meaning to sacrifice, and divert the hearts from following its desires, its base ways. واصرفها عن هواها. And then he also said, فَلَيْسَ بَيْنَ الصَّلَاحِ وَالْفَسَادِ إِلَّا الصَّبْرِ. There's no distinguishing feature between evil and good except sabr and patience. It's reported in Rawd al-Unuf that he had a melodious voice, and the technique of hadi. Hadi means to read in a certain stanza to actually prompt the movement of the camel to a rapid pace. This was actually formulated by him, Mudar. Tabaqat ibn Sa'd narrates a hadith wherein it states that, do not speak ill of Mudar, as he was one who submitted to Allah, was a Muslim. His son was Ilyas, named after the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu wassalam. The sunnah of taking the hadi animal, the sacrificial animal, towards Baytullah and sacrificing it by the haram was initiated by him, and yes, it's a practice of the sunnah. He was the first to do it. Fatuh al-Bari rahimahullah, Hafiz ibn Hajar quotes that very often he would hear the labbaik recited by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his loins. There's also a report stating, do not speak ill of Ilyas, as he was a believer. Some discuss the soundness of this hadith. Then there's Mudrika, then there's Khuzaymah, then there's Kinana, then there's Nadar, then there's Fihr. Idraq, Mudrika means to achieve. Nadar. Some historians say Nadar was actually Qais, but he was titled Nadar because of his extreme handsomeness and beauty. Interesting is the hadith, to understand the meaning of this name. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wherein he made dua, Naddar Allahu imra'an, Ya Allah, keep such a person bright, fresh, handsome, young, youthful, who will hear my words and retain them and share them with others. Allah give us all tawfiq to acquire this amazing dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through imparting Allah's deen and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sunnah mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nadar's son was Malik, and then Fihr. Fihr was his name, whilst Quraysh was his title. Now there's a discussion whether the offspring of Fihr or that of Nadar are referred to as Quraysh. That's a discussion amongst the historians. But if anyone's not from this lineage, Fihr or Nadar, they're then called Kinani, a progeny of Kinana. Why was the Arab from this stage called Quraysh from Fihr onward? This refers to the powerful marine animal, the shark, that dominates the sea with its powerful, extraordinary strength. It promptly devours all other sea creatures, but none dare overwhelm or overpower it. So this is what Quraysh refers to. There's an interesting incident where Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma was sitting with Hazrat Muawiyah, and with him was Hazrat Amr bin As, both Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And they posed this question to him. Now, him being such a senior Sahabi and a scholar amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, so they asked him about the origins and the usage of the word Quraysh, and why are they referred to as Quraysh. And he mentioned, it refers to the strength of this powerful marine animal, the shark, and it dominating everything in the sea. So Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu asked him, that, do you remember any couplet for this? Would you recite it for us? So he quoted this poem, quoted by mentioned by those before, meaning the poets, describing Quraysh. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu quoted, وَقُرَيْشٌ هِيَ الَّتِي تَسْكُنُ الْبَحْرَى بِهَا سُمِّيَتْ قُرَيْشٌ قُرَيْشًا تَأْكُلُ الْغَثَّ وَالسَّمِينَ وَلَا تَتْرُكْ لِذِي الْجَنَاحَيْنِ رِيشًا هَكَذَا فِي الْبِلَادِ حَيُّ قُرَيْشٍ يَأْكُلُونَ الْبِلَادَ أَكْلًا كَمِيشًا وَلَهُمْ آخِرُ الزَّمَانِ نَبِيٌّ يُكْثِرُ الْقَتْلَ فِيهِمُ وَالْخُمُوشًا. Referring to the same, the type of this creature that devours anything, but none dare it, and so forth, and so forth. And in this, a prophecy is referred to about them having a Nabi towards the end of time, and so forth. And he would also dominate, and none would be able to devour and overwhelm him. Obviously, this is referring to Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who has the protection of Allah, whose deen is protected by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then we have Ka'ab bin Lu'ay. Historically, he was the first to initiate the weekly congregation, the Jumu'ah gathering. He would assemble everyone and then deliver advices to them. He would praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, explain His greatness, explaining the fact that Allah created the skies, the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxies, and everything around is created by Allah. He would mention this in such an eloquent manner. He would then go to give other advices. And among the advices, he would encourage them to remain firm on maintaining family ties. And then he would also mention this prophecy about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a Nabi of Allah is to appear from my descendants. And if you encounter such a time, make sure you follow him. Sometimes he would mention these few stanzas. Ya laytani shahidun fahwa da'watihi idha quraish tabghi al-haqq khudlana. I wish, or khidlana also, I wish I am present when he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it refers to, proclaims his message. I would follow him even though Quraysh and some Quraysh would try and shun the truth and forsake him. Historians mention that prior to this time, the Friday was referred to as Yawmul Aruba, and Ka'b was the first to change the name and call it Yawmul Jumu'ah. Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions this in his history. Murra refers to something bitter, and Arabs would refer to a very powerful warrior as Murra, and he was really powerful against his adversaries. The Taya is a reference to hyperbole, meaning emphasis. Murra, very, very powerful and bitter against his enemy, his adversaries. The lineage of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu joins that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here, himself and Hazrat Talha, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu. Some historians mention Kilab's name as Hakim or Urwa, and he was fond of hunting using a pack of dogs. That's where the title Kilab came from. Then we have the forefather of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being Qusay. Qusay's title, and he was also known by the appellation Mujammi', and Mujammi' means to bring people together. And he was the man who was instrumental in uniting all the different clans of Quraysh, who were scattered all over the place, in different regions, different areas. He gathered them in Makkah Mukarrama and allocated to them different areas and places to build their houses. So he is known as the unifier. As the poet describes him, أَبُوكُمْ قُصَيٌّ كَانَ يُدْعَى مُجَمِّعَ بِهِ جَمَّعَ اللَّهُ الْقَبَائِلَ مِنْ فِهْرِي. Meaning your father Qusay, he was titled Mujammi', and through him Allah united all the tribes of Fihr. Fihr's descendants who were scattered, Allah united them through him. Imam Ahmad and Rahimahullah narrates that his name was actually Zayd.
There's quite a few amazing words of wisdom quoted from Qusay. Among these words were, a jealous person is actually a veiled enemy. Allah save us. He who honors a despicable man is also party to his despicability. Amongst his last words, especially to his children, were, اجتنبوا الخمر فإنها تصلح الأبدان وتفسد الأذهان. Refrain from alcohol and wine. If it does restore the body, it actually ruins the mind. Allah save us. Qusay had held great influence over all the Arab tribes, and everyone was actually submissive to him. He was the man who initiated the great house of councils of the Quraysh, known as Darun Nadwa. Darun Nadwa became like the center of Quraysh for all their issues, from marriage to battle, and all crucial issues and matters had to be initiated and then concluded and discussed all in Darun Nadwa. Darun Nadwa was the hub of the government of Quraysh, their parliament, in matters regulating tasks like hijaba, siqaya, rifada, nadwa, liwa. And Qusay was in charge and fully responsible for all these pertinent roles of Quraysh. Hijaba refers to administering the custodianship of the Kaaba, the key of the Kaaba, and so forth. we learn in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time, this responsibility came to Uthman bin Talha, the great Sahabi radiallahu anhu. Hijaba, this was all from Qusay. Siqaya refers to providing water for the pilgrims. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time, Hazrat Abbas did fulfill this task. Rifada, caring for the poor pilgrims and travelers. An amount was given to this section and it was then used to assist people. Imara refers to maintenance, also means construction, so maintaining the Baytullah and so forth. Safara is also somewhat a delegate or a mediator, someone who is also sent as an emissary or someone to arbitrate between rival parties. As we learn in the history, this reached finally the Banu Adi, but all was the responsibility of Qusay. It reached the Banu Adi, and that's how Hazrat Umar was responsible for this, radiallahu anhu, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quraysh, Qusay had a few children, among them Abd Manaf, Abdul Dar, Abdul Uzza, Abd Qusay, but from whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hailed was Abd Manaf. Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah mentions that Abd Manaf's name was Mughira. He's known for his exceptional, handsome beauty. And this is why he was designated the title Qamarul Batha, the moon of the valley, referring to Makkah, moon of Makkah. Musa bin Uqba narrates, who was a great historian, that it was enshrined on a stone. أنا المغيرة بن قصي آمر بتقوى الله وصلة الرحم. I, Mughira bin Qusay, enjoin Allah consciousness and I maintain and advocate favorable family ties, meaning for people to join and maintain family ties. And subhanAllah, as we will go closer to the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it just becomes more interesting. From Qusay's children, Allah chose Abd Manaf. Then from Abd Manaf, Mughira's children, Allah chose, subhanAllah, none other than Hashim. Hashim's brothers were Muttalib, Nawfal, Abd Shams. But Allah chose Hashim, subhanAllah. It's reported that Hashim's actual name was Amr. But from before Hashim, Abd Manaf and Abdul Dar, the sons of Qusay, the duties that were designated to Qusay was then distributed amongst his sons Abd Manaf and Abd Dar. Anyway, from Hashim onward, he was the most senior also of Makkah Mukarramah. And he was titled Hashim because that was how he used to feed the pilgrims coming to Makkah. And he used to crush the roti in the gravy and make something called Thareed. That was a favorite dish for the Arab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also loved this dish. In the curry with meat and so forth, roti was crushed and it was cooked together. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved this meal. That he even said, Hazrat Aisha's comparison to all other women is like the superiority of thareed over any other dish. فَضْلُ أَعِيشَةَ عَلَى النِّسَىٰ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا كَفَضْلِ الثَّرِيدِ عَلَىٰ سَائِرِ الطَّعَامِ. There's a poem about هاشم عمر العلا هشم الثريد لقومه ورجال مكة مسنتون عجافه وهم بمكة مسنتون عجافه. The exalted Amr used to prepare thareed, this dish, and he used to feed it to the people when others were all feeble and in drought. Meaning even in the times of drought he would feed, but he would feed all the Hujjaj. He was exceptionally generous. His table, his dastarkhan of food was enormously wide and it was open to everyone, to all and sundry, to every newcomer, whether he knew them or not, his table was open to them. Many scholars of the Bani Israel and their seniors would offer their daughters in marriage to Hashim. Even Hiraqal of the Byzantine Empire wrote to Hashim thus, that I hear of your unrivaled generosity. I wish to grant you my daughter's hand in marriage. And this princess, meaning my daughter, is of unparalleled beauty. But he wanted Hashim to come over to him. Hashim refused the proposal. It seems, wallahu alam, that he tried to transmit the luminance of prophethood to him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hashim was very young on one occasion where he traveled to Medina Munawwara. But prior to that, these travels to Sham and Syria and caravans to Yemen, buying goods and doing trade, is famous. Rihlatu Shita'i was Saif. This was actually initiated by Hashim to enrich the impoverished Arabs. He was even well known to the Ethiopian king Najashi, the emperor of Ethiopia, who was very hospitable towards Hashim. In summer he would go to Sham, to Gaza, to Ankara, to Jordan, to all these regions of Sham. He wedded Salma binti Amr from the Banu Najjar clan. He then stayed in Medina Munawwara for a little while, and then he traveled to Sham. His wife Salma fell pregnant, and Hashim continued his journey. But it was Allah's will that Hashim's duty was fulfilled. He passed away in Sham, in an area called Gaza. O Allah, help our ummah in Gaza, especially, and throughout the world. Allah, preserve our ummah in Gaza, in Rafah. Preserve and protect Masjid al-Aqsa and the Haramain Sharifain, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. O Allah, help the ummah of your beloved, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the four corners of the world. Wherever people are suffering, ailments, hurdles, worries, troubles, debts, Ya Allah, help each one in their plight and leave us not to ourselves, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. We'll discuss further from the discussion of Hashim's son, what happened thereafter. Who was the son of Hashim? وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.